This is Able Chat. Where we discuss news, topics and services in your local community regarding disabilities and the NDIS.
Able Chat is about disability. Able Chat is about health. Able Chat is about your community. Go to ablechat.com.au for more information and to ask us your questions.
And good evening. Welcome to another week here at 89.32 GLF. This is Able Chat with Sandy B, in which we talk about health-related issues. We talk about everything in our community that's going on and also a lot about disability. And that's what this program really is featured around each and every week. So if it's your first time listening, well, welcome. You are on this planet or joining with a whole lot of, well, a lot of other listeners that have been listening for us for the last couple of years, and it's great to have you, of course, having you here with us. Now, just to give you a rundown on this week, well, we've got a couple of the news has been a bit light on this week after we've had the changes of NDIS. We've got a couple of stories on that as well. Plus, we will also have an interview with a wonderful person tonight about disability and jobs and a whole lot of other that stuff. Therapies, I think, are thrown in there. I'm not 100. I'll catch up later. Okay. We're just on school holidays week two here in New South Wales. I don't know about you. I know some states have finished or they haven't even started. So we hope that your winter holidays have been going well. Of course, you know, myself at EnableWise, I run a school holiday teen program with a small amount of teenagers. And it's been, you know, what I say, challenging. We go through the ups and downs. We do a lot of mentoring around feelings and progression and thinking about ourselves and how we seem in this planet. Very deep, isn't it? But that can be fun as well. I've been very lucky today that we had a group making some wonderful T-shirts today, with thanks to Glenn, which was very kind of him, in which we presented ways to express ourselves and how we see ourselves in this world, and made collages of ourselves and the world that we think that we live in and how we look and seem. And then we created and we put it onto a T-shirt to wear around. And it's almost like expressing yourself, even if you can't open your mouth. People will say, what's that you're wearing? And you go, this is me. Everything about me, and show all the bits that are related to you. And it creates conversation. It's amazing how people think themselves and how kids consider themselves quite different, and then there's no one else like them, that they're unique. And they're constantly told that they are unique, but the whole thing is then how does that reaffirm themselves into this current world of how do I exist in a world that's expecting me to be like others? And that is a question that you have, especially in the autism spectrum, is how do I see myself and how will I be? Being right around the country this coming week is, of course, Disability Pride. It's not the gay pride, it's the other one. It's one about being proud of owning your own disability and being proud of being treated as, you know, as everyone else in this world. And being seen, you know, not just seen for the hiccups and the slow, you know, walking and the, you know, the meltdowns, but actually being seen as being proud of who you are and as a person with disability. And so this coming weekend, we've also got a Disability Pride in Sydney, which will be at the Town Hall. So we talked about that last week, and I'll give you a reminder later on as well. Plus, across America as well, it's going on with all different things happening, and it's interesting conversation. So to get us kick-started tonight, well, you know, I'm going to start with some unique new music. I'll have what he's having here at 89.3 TGLF. Great to have you.
Such a nuisance, baby, are you lucid? You're much too good for her bottle blonde persona. She's not even that pretty. Can't believe you're with me. Just like 24 uninterrupted hours, face down in my bed.
Ah, yes, welcome back here, 89.32 GLF. Yeah, tonight we bring you the story of a young man on the New South Wales North Coast. It's a story of resilience and love and system under pressure. Now, this has been taken from ABC's news through the week, and I just thought I'd want to share it with you. The story sort of hit home for me a little. Now, his name is Anand Murray McGregor, and he's 20 years old. Anand lives with multiple complex conditions, autism, a profound intellectual disability, and a rare motor neuron disease, conditions that affect every part of his life. His movement, his language, and at times his ability to remain safe, both to himself and to those around him. And yet, despite his high level of need, Anand's family say they've been battling for years to get support he needs through the NDIS scheme. Now, his mother, who Toynira McGregor, said the situation has reached crisis point, where Anand was approved for just 8 hours of support per day with one support worker. But with Anand's needs, including physical care, emotional regulation, mobility support and seizure management, that plan has long fallen short. She said, I've been left to do much by myself. Support workers are also getting injured and it's not safe for Anand, she told the ABC. An independent occupational therapist and behaviour support practitioner both recommended that Anand receive 24-hour 7 care, and not just by one but two support workers at all times. And that recommendation has not been funded. Toy Neera, after years of exhausting advocacy, says she can no longer keep her son safe at home. So about a month ago, she brought Anand to Lismore Base Hospital, not because he was sick, but because she could no longer able to physically or emotionally care for him at home with proper support. And what followed was a painful public battle. A mother trying to keep a son from being discharged back into the home environment that isn't safe for either of them. I don't want him in hospital, Toy Neera said. I want him with me, but I need help. And this is a constant question that I constantly get myself. Friends, carers, support workers rallied with her outside the hospital. One support worker, Kylie Hanley, said she helped from Anand for more than 2 years and she's witnessed his deterioration firsthand. His language is declining, he's losing mobility and he's in more pain, pain that often leads to outbursts of stress and self-harm. And yet, whatever they've reached out for more support funding, they've hit a brick wall. Every time we call, we're told that the person doesn't have authority to approve the care Anand needs. It's not just about a mother and son. It's about a system, a national safety net, that sometimes feels like it's tangled in its own red tape. The hospital has since confirmed Anand won't be discharged till a safe community-based care plan is put in place. But even so, Toy Neera says the hospital reports to the NDIS are left out crucial information, which includes seizures and behavioural incidents that require full staff to restrain him. She fears that the unreporting means that NDIS won't see the true picture of what her son needs to survive, let alone thrive. Toy Neera and Anand's story is also wrapped up in a much bigger challenge, which is housing. In 2022, they were left homeless after Lismore Records placing floods. Since then, they've lived in temporary pod village, the kind set up for emergencies, but now is being decommissioned with no clear long-term housing in place. She says the combination of trauma, housing insecurity and unfunded care has pushed the family to a brink. She doesn't mince her words. There's no reason Australia why health and NDIS are underfunded, she says. Big corporations and mining companies should be taxed. There's no excuse. Anand's previously been offered support independent living, but Toy Neera declined it, not out of stubbornness, because it wouldn't mean sharing support with another participant. Given his behaviours and needs, this could be dangerous for everyone involved. So right now, Anand's NDIS is before the Administrative Review Tribunal, where his family hopes for a resolution, for funding that matches the real world's needs, but not just numbers on a page. The NDIA is in a public statement saying hospital liaison officer is working with the family to ensure a safe discharge, but they also the agency can't commit further until the tribunal process is underway. But for the McGregors, time is ticking. Anand is growing, changing and needing more than just promises. He needs people, a team and a future. So here in Able Chat, we know that Anand's story is not isolated, but we hear these stories from our listeners, the parents, carers and support workers facing burnout and fighting for dignity, not extravagance, just dignity. It's not about blame, it's about urgency. And a call to make sure that NDIS lives up to what it's promised, that no one will be left behind. Let's have the conversation and keep it going. You can always send us an email here at 89.3 2GLF or just go to ablechat.com.au and all the details are online. We're going to go to a song here at 89.3 2GLF. This is Sandy B.
My troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold tattoo. She's got a head down and ready for the night. Seven little bottles of love potion number 9.
I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1966. She looked up upon, she made a magic sign. Said what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down, turned around and gave me a wink. She said I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine, it looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. Didn't know if it would stay all night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cup, down a curly bottom line, broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Yeah, welcome back to 89.32 GLF. Great to have you here at Able Chat, in which each, you know, and every week we do have a conversation about what's happening in the NDIS, in, you know, area, and also in health as work, as well, you know, around now. It's been over decades since the skies above Morwell turned thick with smoke. And in February 2014, a bushfire broke out and swept into the Hazelwood coal mine, burning for astonishing 45 days. Now, the fire blanketed the nearby community in toxic smoke, leaving 11 people dead and sparking what would become one of the Victoria's worst environmental and health disasters. Two government inquiries followed. And from that ashes came promises. And one organisation charged with helping to rebuild the health of Latrobe Valley was the Latrobe Health Assembly. But now, well, this very assembly is closing its doors. Now, formed in 2017, the Latrobe Health Assembly wasn't just another agency. It was locally led, community-driven, and it got things done. But over the past 8 years, the Assembly delivered over 200 programs from school health nurses, mental health cafes, food security initiatives, and chronic illness prevention. But as of this year's Victorian state budget, no new funding was allocated, and the Assembly and its programs are now running on empty. It was a shock that we didn't have any indication, and it was definitely unexpected, said them. Tanya Rong said the cut means more than 25 active community projects will end by December. And programs like the People's Kitchen, a community food initiative run out of the Morwell Neighbourhood House. Since 2023, the kitchen has prepared up to 150 cooked meals each week for locals in need. And the program scaled up thanks to the support from the Assembly, but now it's facing a complete restructure just to survive. The quote from Tracy Lund from Morwell Neighbourhood House said, "We're going to have a scale back on the number of meals, just as many people are coming through the door needing help. And the Latrobe Valley is still one of the most disadvantaged regions in Victoria. According to Gippsland Primary Health Network data, the area continues to face higher than average rates of mental health conditions, cancer and heart diseases, and chronic lifestyle illnesses. And all of this are battling the cost of living crisis, housing pressures, and the long shadow of the Hazelwood disaster. Now, the Assembly wasn't perfect, but for many, it was a trusted voice in a region that has often felt forgotten. It's a chance for locals to lead their own solutions instead of waiting outside their decisions. And Tanya Rong summed it up in this way. We gave the community a platform to have a voice over decisions that affect them, especially when it comes to health. Now, the Victorian government said it remains committed to the region and investments will continue through Gippsland's regional local public health unit. But for residents who've seen too many of the promises fade over the years, it feels like one that might blow. It's very hard. The Victorian the government said for residents who've seen too many promises fade, as the Latrobe Health Assembly winds down, the community is serviced continues on. But the question remains, who carries the torch now? Because after the smoke is cleared, it's a long-term health, physical, mental and community well-being that needs tending most. So let's keep an eye on that because our community centres are just as important to us as just about anything else in this world. And we really do survive quite a lot on our community services looking after our people. And that's what we need to keep on board. If there's something that you touches a little bit of basics for you, well, reach out to us, send us an email, info@ablechat.com.au, and we'll try and keep you up to date with that as well, with what's happening. You're at 89.3, 2GLF for Sunny B. bit of kryptonite there. Well, how can you go wrong, hey? How can you go wrong with a little bit of a kryptonite just to keep you going? Please don't explode on me automatically. Listen to 89.3 2GLF with Sandy B. Of course, here at Able Chat, well, we do talk to people from all over the place with all different stories. The local... Well, we've got a beautiful person on the phone. She's a local here. Alicia's taken centre stage at the 2025 Business Disability Awards of Australia, winning the prestigious Alyssa Flanagan Aim High Scholarship Award in recognition of her strength, resilience and contribution to her community. Now, Alicia... I don't want to give too much of your private info away, but she's a single mum and she joined the Disability Employment Service program last year, determined to find meaningful work. And I tell you, there's a whole lot of people out there that I deal with every single week, of course, trying to, you know, get them into meaningful work. And of course, she secured a role with Southern Cross Care as a support worker just 2 months later. Well done. Congratulations. Now, I've got Alicia on the line. She's going to tell me a whole lot more than that. That's just a bit of a rough guide with our conversation. How are you, Alicia?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks for joining me tonight. It's great to have you.
Okay.
Now, you've won an award, which I think is really exciting. All right, tell me, how did all this come about?
Well, I was nominated for the award. And then all I had to do was just give them a little bit of information about some of my background, some of the things that I've had to overcome. I have been through domestic violence and I do have a chronic disability to myself. Two of my kids are also slightly handicapped as well. My son's had an acquired brain injury and one of my daughters is also on the spectrum. So I've gone through a little bit. And I'm in the process of going through a divorce too, so that doesn't help.
Well, you know what? I'm a marriage celebrant as well. But, I always say that a divorce feels quite often better than the marriage.
Yes, this one definitely does.
You know, when you're waiting for that piece of paper to stick that middle finger up and say goodbye, it makes you feel so much more wonderful. And don't get me wrong, I've shed plenty of beautiful tears with wonderful couples that have managed to make a lifelong choice together. But thus in saying that, there I've seen the other side. I've seen domestic violence with the through the children's and families that I work with, and And, you know, I just say, good on you, girlfriend. You had that moment. You knew that when the time was to get out and rewrite the story. And it sounds very similar to what you've done, yeah? You're looking after these kids, these beautiful children. How many have you got?
I've got four that live at home with me. I have had five.
My God.
So the ages, my eldest, he's 19. Mm. He's the one that's had the injury.
Right.
And then at home I've got a 14-year-old daughter, a 13-year-old son, an 11-year-old daughter.
Oh, you've got...
Who just recently had surgery, so...
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah.
Oh, you've
but they were finally at an age where I could actually really look to getting into work.
So
Southern Cross took me on. And they gave me my start, and I was doing home care, so that's... where you go out to the clients' houses.
Yep.
But since then, about 2.5, 3 months ago, I've actually changed over into the residential assisted living facility that's here.
That's fantastic.
I actually start work at 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, my gosh, you're on the are you doing all overnight or are you just doing...
I'm doing the overnight.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, you're lucky because that you got teenagers, right? Mind you, that's a whole different story. I mean, I during the school holidays, part of my job is what I do with my little self-agency is I do a holiday program for teens, right, with disability. Yes. So I've got a van load of teens at the moment, and there's hormones going everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're just spilling over, right? 1 minute we love you, next minute we're crying. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Pure hormonal teenagers. But you know what? I adore it. I adore. Give them an honest, straight answer. That's what I like. I don't muck around with them, right? It's like, yeah. Piss me off. God help you. And so... But
it's better to be open and honest than to try and hide things, I think.
And when you've got a disability, or the kids have got a disability, or the kids around the kids that have disabilities, you're always fighting for the next step, but you're also, it's hard for you as a mum to achieve that goal, right? The next step, what's for me? How do I get that time out? And it sounds to me, you know, I say this to mums all the time. I go, look, just because you got kids doesn't mean it's all over, right?
No, it's not. You have to take some time out for yourself.
Yeah, and work can be
that. And one of the biggest pushes for me was just to, like, show and prove to the kids.
Yeah.
That just because you have a disability doesn't mean that you can't do what you set out to want to do.
That's right. You know, get out there, you know, show them what you're made of. Show them, definitely a role model. I mean, you must be an amazing role model to them. I mean, I just alone, you know, you taking on that challenge for work, plus having kids with surgery. I mean, you've got it all going on, but we just love that. That's what it's all about. And, you know, those kids will look at you, but also, you know what? You get to walk away for a few hours and deal with someone else's problems, yes, but you're also with a team of other people, right? You're making friends.
I am now.
You get that social connection through work, don't you? I mean,
and I do have a person that I'm close with. That's he's my person for anything. When anything goes wrong, he's the one that I lean on, and that's something that I'm really thankful that I have.
Oh,
my best friend. So, yeah.
I love that. You've got to have a bestie, right?
Yeah.
You've got to have a bestie there somewhere that's got your back, it's got your side, you know.
Yes.
Through right or wrong, you know, they're the people that your little crutch to lean on. But also they lean on you too, right, that you can rock up and have a pizza.
Yeah.
Sit on the lounge and chew the fat about work and spew it all out and ready to start again tomorrow, right?
Yep, exactly.
I know the feeling. Look, I'm a talker at work, right? I've got an offsider through the holidays that I work with, and he gets to hear it. I just have no filter, see? So I just let it all out. So all day long he gets
accused of that too, so it's all good.
It's good, isn't it? You get along with the picture. I think we would get along really, really well at work. I think we'd be a real crack together. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, the AIM High Scholarship Award, what do you get from that? Do you get a holiday, a little bit of money, or just the appreciation? You get like any little gift or something?
We were given like a plaque, a trophy.
Yeah.
And you also win a $2,000 prize.
Beautiful.
Which usually goes towards getting like more further education. But I'm in a situation at the moment where
you could do
the car that I was paying off the ex-husband took. So I need a new car to get to and from work and, you know, to keep that all going, get the kids where they need to go. So they've allowed for me to use my money that way. And then they also did something a little extra special for me so that I don't have to go to the library every time when I need to apply for something or fill information out and stuff like that, because that's how I gave them the information that they needed for...
Of course.
This stuff. Gifted me a laptop as well.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, and, that's amazing.
Even AIM Big, they took me out on the day of the event and they made sure I had my hair and my makeup done. But, you know, I wasn't going to be looking not the best that I possibly could have on the night.
You're a star, girlfriend. You're a star. Right? You don't need... There's no second... No dodginess here. No way.
No. So I was very grateful for that because I didn't expect to win anything. I just went for the night to be there and supportive of everybody else that was there, and then I just happened to have my name called.
Well, look, you know, you deserve every bit of it. it's not easy walking away from a shit life to actually make a fresh one. That's important to be seen. And finally,
yes.
You've had your minute of shine and you're going to have plenty of more shining. What do you want to do? What's your next step? So the kids are going to get a little bit older, aren't they? I mean, they're going to soon probably growing up and then they'll find their own way through life. What's your next step up? What's your next little thing? Where do you see yourself in a couple of years?
The big, massive dream goal thing would be to be living down near the Gold Coast.
Oh.
Still doing the same kind of work that I'm doing now,
but
just in that sort of location.
Once you start this work, you can't give it up, can you?
No.
It's true. And once you start giving all you've got, you know, and you realise that all you've got is still just on the fringe of what you can give. But the whole thing is once you're in a caring job, it's so impossible to give up caring, isn't it?
Yes. Well, a lot of the clients that we have, they've spent their lives taking care of other people.
Mm.
And now they're at a point in their life where they need somebody to help take care of them.
So I've
said to my son, you know, when I get to an age where it's like that, he's like, oh, I'll take care of you, Mum. And I'm just like, no. I'm like, I'd rather go somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Because I know firsthand how hard it is to help care for these people.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't want to put my family through that.
No. People laugh at me, right? You know, I'll tell you a little secret because I've got this thing about nursing homes and retirement villages, right? That everyone says to me, you know, like, oh, I'm never going to go into one of those centres. And I said, I can't wait. Look, if I can book myself in, fully able.
Yeah, I joked around with my best friend about this.
Yeah, I want 55. I'll be okay. We're right. If I get to 62, 63, I want to move into a nursing home. I said, you know what? I can piss my pants. No one's going to care. Won't matter. All right? But it's not just about that. I said, it's just the fact is I get to play bingo every Tuesday. I've got an exercise class on Thursday. I can drink me wine on Friday night. I mean, there's still a lot going for me, right? I said, I couldn't do that at home. Why not go and enjoy it, right? Turn a nursing home into what you want it to be, a luxury resort.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we have a whole activities team that do things daily with the residents, so,
You know, I mean, why...
They like to get in and have a go.
Yeah, why do it when you can't remember it, right?
Yeah.
Get in there while you still can, I think. If I lose my marbles on the way, well, I know I'm in the right place.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, well, that'll if I win lottery, I'll just start my own nursing home. Yeah, it'll be the Sandy B Luxury 5-star Gold Bullion. Nursing home, which you know, and then all the staff will just basically have a party every day. Yeah, that's the whole concept. I don't think it's going to be financially working for me, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's I try my best to do what I can, and I think you're an absolute legend. You are. I think that you've done it. I can guarantee you. Well, this goes right around the country. We have listeners right up the north of Australia, right down to the Chilli Hobart, where I'm from, and.
Okay. I'm originally from South Australia, so...
Oh, you're in the middle. Yes. That's okay. Gets chilly there too. Don't worry about it. Oh, my word, doesn't it? And then it gets stinking hot. That's very South Australia.
Yes, it is.
But there's a lot of mums out there that, and it's easy for a male, although, mind you, I'm probably more feminine than male, but either way. There's a lot of women out there that are not sure whether to walk away or stay, and there is a fine line between that. What piece of advice from a person that's been through, there's no point me throwing my 10 cents worth in, what piece of advice would you give to someone to work out if they can grab the kids and get out when they need to?
Well, if there's more bad days than what there are good, and if you're even contemplating, is it worth me staying? Most of the time, it probably isn't.
Mm.
And there are some really good services out there that you can reach out to that will help you get out of the situation that you are in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a really very fine point. When you weigh up your days...
Yeah, speak up and tell somebody. Mm. Tell somebody what you're going through that you can trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are people there that will help.
Yeah, there are. There are some amazing right organisations. Even if you feel that you're going to walk out and you've got nothing, there's people there that will still hold your head and find you everything you need to get you on your next journey. You know, I think that's a great piece of advice. Weigh up the days. What a wonderful piece of advice. Weigh up the days. If you got more worse ones than you have good ones, then what the hell are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, every time they come back and they say, oh, I'll never do it again, oh, it was because of this, because of that, they always try to put it on you.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's them. They're the ones that are choosing to behave the way that they do and act the way that they do. And they might say that they'll change, they'll get help, but 9 times out of 10, they don't.
Yeah, no, they don't. No, I've seen that firsthand over the years, especially in my childhood growing up in a violent household. Saw it many a times. And a lot of women sort of fall for the he'll be better next time. Just some advice for those people. If you are caught in a situation where you need to talk to someone to get your help, then just dial 1-800-RESPECT. Look at the words on your phone, 1-800-RESPECT, which is 737-732. Okay, 1-800-737-732, because they'll do it. Or if you're hurt anyway, don't think twice about not calling 000. Yeah, that's what they're meant to do. At least get you some help that you are. And that goes for everyone. Yeah. Well, I thank you so much for joining me on the program tonight, Alicia. You're amazing.
Thank you.
We love you, Alyssa. You're amazing. And we hope that, you know, your journey forward, you know, with Aim Big Employment and all the rest of the crew that you're working with, especially your new found employer, we hope that everything is going to work fantastic for you. And, yeah, if you've ever got any advice, feel free to give us a yell.
Yep, okay then.
All right, darling, take care.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for your call. All right, well, we're going to go to a track. Yeah. Wasn't that beautiful? Yeah, it really was. Here at 89.32 GLF, this is Sandy B, Able Chat. Yeah, I love those chats. Remember, domestic violence is not okay. All right, we'll be back shortly.
Baby, I see you shaking back there. Biting those nails, itching your hair. Looking to me, there's nothing to fear. You were born to be right here.
Work that thing. Work it. Work that thing. Show how. Work that thing. Own it. Work that thing. Right now.
Hold your head high. Strut like you mean it. Gonna love you, it's gonna need it. Every move you make tonight is gonna set the stage alight.
Work that thing, work it. Work that thing, show how. Work that thing, got it. Work that thing. You're made of child. Leave them all
My name. Ah, by Shuls. It's a new one. Hell Beach, One Love. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, when you call out my name, oh, it just gets me all revved up. It does every time I hear that song. You can check that out, of course, on YouTube, I think, at the moment, music. So, you know, each and every week. Well, we missed him last week because, we sort of ran out of time, but I didn't want to miss out this week. Are you there? Are you in bed?
Yes, because I'm stretching my legs off.
Oh, you're resting your legs. You've been out today, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you do today?
I was getting a boat ready with John for fishing on Wednesday, and yeah.
Oh, you've been working.
What about yourself?
Been working hard. Today, I did a bit of a workshop with Arnie Glenn. We were doing some craft activity, mental health craft, as I like to call it, and made some T-shirts today. So, we've had a busy day. Plus, we went up to Warrengamba Dam as well. I hadn't been up there at the new Lookout Centre, Information Centre up there. It's really, really quite interesting and beautiful to have a look at. It was a lovely, clear day. So, the water wasn't spilling over, which is good news. So it was quite lovely up there. It's just been go, go, go. Now, we caught up last week, didn't we? Where did we go last week?
Maybe we've gone to Bond Beach or
Home and Away. Yeah, saw a bit of Home and Away. Now, you're a bit of a celebrity now at Home and Away down there at Summer Bay, hanging out with some of those actors down there. Yeah. It was quite a nice day down there, wasn't it? But it's a long drive home, wasn't it, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were never ever going to get there. My gosh, it was a long drive. Are you a bit of a Home and Away fan? You like Home and Away?
Sometimes if I want to watch it, but rest of the times I don't like it.
Right. Yeah.
What about yourself? Do you like Home and Away?
I used to watch it many years ago, but then I've sort of fallen out with it because work commitments and you don't come home till late, so it's sort of already over. So I sort of can't keep up with it. I can barely keep it. I watch an old English program, which is called EastEnders. It's on BBC. It's on, I think it's on the binge. I like my binge. And I just try and catch up with that before I go to bed at night. Yeah, try and watch a bit of that. They're only 20-minute episodes, so I can just keep one eye open just to try and sort of get through it. But that keeps me on the edge of my seat. I quite like that. Yeah. TV's changed a lot now, though. You know, we don't sort of all sit down and watch TV together. You've got kids on YouTube or their computers, and you've got others in another room. It's quite hard. Back in our day, it was like either the TV or a tape recorder. You probably...
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't even know what a tape recorder was, would you?
I think so.
That's how we once got our music. If it wasn't for the radio, we'd have our tapes. We'd make up our little mixtape of tapes. Oh, it's very sad now I think about it. But that's what the world was all about then. Now it's all about having your mobile phone and playing games and killing dragons and, yeah, make things pop and explode and jump and bump and do all those things that they do. Mm. What's on your plan for this week? What are you doing?
I don't know. Maybe Toph go to fishing on Wednesday and maybe
That'd be yourself? Nice. Tomorrow I'm going to watch a magic show. Yes.
Of course. You have to go up yourself.
I'm going to try and make your father disappear. That's my main aim. If I can get him up on stage, put a cloth over his head. Yeah.
It will be so hard to make him disappear.
You reckon? He's so big?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm sure they've got a trap door or something they can throw him down. Yeah, he'd be right.
You can go first and he can go second.
Oh, no, I'd rather see him go down first if he's going to break any bones and at least saves mine. I'm not silly. I'm smart like that.
Well, I don't feel some. I don't feel form like to your elbows. Well, on your other hand, I will just let you go.
We'll have to see. Well, I'll have to wait until you come back with some fish for me anyhow. You'll have to buy yourself a smoker so you can smoke some fish. That'd be nice. You ever had smoked fish before?
No.
Oh, it's quite delicious. Yeah, smoked fish.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up with smoked fish. I could never quite understand why it was orange, but either way, that's the way it came. Yeah, smoked fish. Don't know. It was a bit weird, but either way, it tasted all right. Yeah. All right. Well, you let me know next week how you go with your fishing.
Yeah.
Sounds good?
Okay.
All right, darling. All right. We'll have a good week, and I will, I'll talk to you next week. All right. All right. Take care.
You too.
All right. Well, that was Brad. Yeah. We can only hope. We'll see you next week how as many fish he gets. You're at 89.3, 2GLF. This is Able Chat with Sandy P. Another week in which we'll be doing it all again here at 89.3 2GLF. It's great to have you. We'd see you. Of course, if you want to reach out to us, you can do that. Simply go to 89.3 2GLF, or you can simply go to ablechat.com.au, in which you can join us. Send us an email, info@ablechat.com.au. And till then, we're going to leave you till next week. We're going to hit you up.
Conversation at www.ablechat.com.au.